everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. This week, we're going to look at goal setting. Should you bother, or is there an even better way? I've been lucky enough to speak to hundreds of entrepreneurs at this stage, and while they're all different, they share some common characteristics. I'm going to share the three things I see in really successful entrepreneurs and how they approach goal setting and getting stuff done. First, quick shout out and thank you to my sponsor, Sage. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, accounting, and HR solutions to small and medium-sized businesses just like me and you. To find out more about Sage and how they can help you get prepared for the self-assessment and payroll year-end, click the link in the podcast description. Now, last week we looked at yearly reviews. Should you do them? How do you do them? And I think they're really important. Reviewing is going to become a fundamental part of my process for 2023. And as I'm kind of looking ahead, I'm looking at, like, you know, the whole start, stop, continue principle. And I'm going to continue doing reviews, but in a more structured way. So today I want to look at the three things I've learned over the last year and over the last couple of years from chatting to really successful entrepreneurs. They all do it differently, right? The one thing you need to remember, there's no one right way. So stop searching for the silver bullet. Stop searching for the book, the podcast episode, the hack, the tool, the trick that's going to unlock all your potential. It just doesn't exist. There'll be breakthroughs and there'll be things that you discover that you're like, this is a game changer. And there are game changers, but it's different for everybody. So I'm going to share with you the three different things I've learned and three different things I'm focused on for next year. Number one, they all have clarity. They all know exactly what they're working towards, and it's all consuming. There's no kind of like, oh, well, I'd like to, and oh, would it be great if I could? It's all consuming. They know exactly what they want to achieve. It's the old adage of what gets measured gets managed. Highly successful entrepreneurs and highly successful people in general have very clear goals. They nearly always follow the SMART principle, which is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. And what that simply means, specific, exactly, you say exactly what they are. They're not kind of like, I'd like to get better at X, because that means nothing. They're measurable. I'd like to get 10% more improvements in my squat by February 3rd. They're achievable, as in they're realistic. You haven't ever squatted before. Realistic, same thing. You're not going to like, I'm going to go to the moon. And timely, they have a specific deadline. Pass, fail. We talked about this last week. They're binary. It's a yes or no. So they all have a specific clarity in what they're trying to achieve. They have milestones. They know exactly what's going to happen and when. Now, there's a thing about goals. People believe you shouldn't even set them sometimes. There's a school of thought. I've dived deep into this. I have probably read 30 books about productivity, self-help, psychology, and there's a huge mix. And again, it comes down to there's no right way, but you have to find the way that works for you. Definitely having goals as a roadmap is important, but you should work on the process and not the outcome. You hear this all the time from people who are successful. Oh, you know, it was more the journey that I enjoyed. Oh, you know, I got there and then I was like, oh, is this it? So there's a real downfall of a lot of people that they set goals and then they hit them and they're like, oh, that wasn't what I thought it was. So it's more focusing on the process. I talk about Atomic Habits, the book, a huge amount. If you haven't read that, go read that. It's simple as that. It's one of the most impactful books over the last 5 to 10 years. It's going to become a classic. It already is. And they focus on processes. His favorite quote, this is from the author himself. This is his favorite quote. You don't rise to your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. So you don't rise to your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. So January 1st, we all set these wildly ambitious New Year's resolutions, and they're absolutely nonsense. Don't do that. But definitely start now and set plans in place for next year, because this should be probably a month-long process. This should be not something you do on January 1st when you're hungover and you're like, oh, better get my life in order. That's a hiding to nothing. So what you said is a system. And what that means is it's not just a goal thing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to a little bit better. I'm going to get quicker, faster, smarter. You set systems in place whereby you follow a system. It compounds day on day and it's simply baked into your life. The second thing is accountability. All the top people have this. They're accountable to somebody because the easiest person in the world to fool is yourself. The biggest battle you'll have with any of this is the battle with yourself and your psychology, because motivation and self-discipline goes up and down daily, monthly, yearly. Life goes in seasons. You'll have seasons of absolute massive productivity and you'll have seasons where life really kicks you in the nuts and you'll have times where this is incredibly hard. You need to find systems that just keep you level. Not up, not too far up, not too far down, somewhere in the middle. And having accountability really helps you do that. So this year, this is probably the single biggest thing I've done, is become accountable to a good friend of mine. We simply hold each other accountable. He doesn't give out to me. He doesn't lecture me. He's just there as a sounding board. I tell him what I want to do. And I text him every day the three things I want to do. We sit down once a quarter, outline our goals for that quarter, that year, that 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And the goals that I'm working on have to be tied into the longer term goals. It's a process. It's not about hitting a goal once. It's not about, oh, I'm going to have a big Q4. I'm going to smash my goals. And then you smash it. And then what? You're on this hamster treadmill of just inevitability where you just keep going and going and going without ever taking your head up to look to see what you're actually aiming towards. You know, it's like that thing of the plane takes off and it goes 1 degree off course and it lands 400 miles away. It's the same thing with accountability. You need to make sure you're working on the things that have the most impact. The 80-20 rule. What are you working on and why are you working on it? Like, you have to remember this should be all consuming to you. Whatever you want to achieve should be all consuming. So you can't have 10 all consuming goals. Generally about 3 seems to be the happy medium from research and from listening to people. They can work on 3 goals simultaneously and mini goals within that system. So I would advise getting an accountability buddy. Doesn't have to be a coach, doesn't have to be anyone professional, just someone you respect and someone that you won't waste their time. And it will kind of, you should be able to hold yourself accountable through being accountable to them. You know, pick someone you respect, pick someone that is growing on the same trajectory as you, pick someone that actually cares and sit down with them once a quarter and do that process. It is massively impactful and it's something that really changed my outlook over the last 12 months. I texted a load of people today. We have our Entrepreneur Experiment community and we meet once a month, first Thursday of every month. And I texted a number of them today and asked them, you know, what changed for them? What was the important thing? And a lot of them said the accountability. And the other thing was the reality of being in the situation of a room with people who are willing to share openly, because we all put people on pedestals and we all go, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, Rachel's smashing that, or, you know, James is absolutely killing this. And then they come in and they openly say, yeah, this has been really tough because of this. And I really have no idea what I'm doing here. And it's just, it's so important to be surrounded by people who will tell you exactly how it is, because it's a lonely journey. So whatever you're doing, find someone, definitely one person, preferably a group, that you can be accountable to. Thirdly, we've talked about this already, your systems. What are your systems that are going to keep you within the lines? Because there's no point having great ambition for 1 week if within 1 week you just fail. Because things will crop up, and unless it's an all-consuming priority, I'll come back to that again, you will deviate off course. Ah, you know, I'll do it next week. Oh yeah, sure, I'll start next month now. I've got a birthday coming up, or, you know, there's a million different reasons. And the other one is perfection. Perfection is high-level procrastination. The number one thing that kills businesses is not they run out of money. The number one thing that kills businesses is that they never start. The amount of people that have messaged me over the last 3 years since starting this podcast, oh, I've got an idea for this and I've got an idea for that. I'm going to start this and I'm going to start that. And inevitably, they never do. is the people who text me and say, yeah, I'm working on this thing, and you know, we've had a little bit of progress, and you know, we're trying to figure this out, and I will do anything I can to help them. Because once you've got commitment, and once people have taken the first step, doors will open for them. People will be so willing to help you if you've already started. So don't let perfection stop you from starting. There's a fantastic quote I heard Ryan Holiday say a few months ago, and I've thought about it probably every day since. And it's, well begun is half done. So well begun is half done. I think about that all the time, because I am culprit number one for this, of procrastination through waiting for the right time, or, oh, you know, I have so many other things to do. Well begun is half done. Just get on with it. Just get on with it. Just start. The road will appear. When you're doing your goal setting and your plans for 2023, it really does help to try sketch out a 10-year plan, because setting goals is really hard. You either set absolutely nonsense goals that are either way too easy to hit or way too hard to hit. Whereas if you stretch it out over a longer timeline, it actually is really, really beneficial, because then you have to work backwards. You have to go, okay, if I want to do that in 5 years, well, what does that mean then in a year or in 3 years? What do I have to be doing every day? And if you can work backwards, if you set the SMART goals, the specific goals, you say, right, I want to get, like with me, right, one of my goals is 1 million downloads. So if I want to get 1 million downloads, okay, then you want to get 5 million over 5 years, then you want to get 10 million over 10 years. How does that work backwards? So what do I need to be hitting every single day? How do I need to increase my current level of downloads every single day? What should that look like in a percentage? And when you start crunching those numbers, it is a massive wake-up call. You kind of go, oh my God, I need to be hitting X percent. I am this percent off. That's really, really refreshing, because now you're like, right, that is the goal I set there, completely unrealistic. I need to pare that back, and I need to have a more realistic target. And you need realistic targets, and you also need stretch goals. A friend of mine texted me the other day, and he said, I want to hit 1 million. I won't say what it was, but he wanted to hit 1 million. And he hit 500,000 this year. And I was like, wait, if you've hit 500,000 this year, you'll easily hit 1 million next year. So we haven't even gone through 12 months yet. You'll probably end up at 600,000. You'll definitely hit 1 million next year. That's not a big enough goal. And that's what I talked to you earlier about accountability. Find people who will push you. Find people who will say, you're way too soft on yourself there. That's, you're going to hit that easily, because here's the reason. So when you put numbers to things, things become very, very black and white. So what I'm focused on for next year is having aggressive patience. My friend James talks about this all the time. We talk about two things. We talk about going to the next room, and what that means is pushing yourself onto the next level. And we talk about aggressive patience. How can you be aggressively patient? How can you work at something with an intensity every single day, but with the patience over a long-term horizon? So they're the two things I'm thinking about for next year: having aggressive patience, and then also having accountability and conducting daily reviews as to what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, because it's not the time. It's not, you have the time. You have the time to do all these things. You hear people, and that is one of my biggest bugbears, when people say, oh, you know, it's easy for you to say, oh, I haven't got the time. And this used to be a common thing. People used to send me, oh, it's easy to know you don't have kids. I don't have time for any of this stuff. And we literally had our kid last week, and I understand that it just sucks your time. You become, you know, you're now on their schedule, and it'll balance off or whatever. But equally, I'm sitting down here on Tuesday afternoon. She's literally 1 week old. She's 1 week and a half an hour old. And I'm doing my podcast because I'm committed to this, and I will find the time. I will find an hour in my day to get this done, because to me, this is an all-consuming goal. This is a 10-year goal for me. This is not something that I'm love to do for one quarter. This is something I've done for, what, 3.5 years now? And something I'll do for the next 10 years. So make sure you're working on the things that actually fire you up. If things aren't firing you up, spend time figuring out what does. Find the things that you're willing to become consumed by. Because if you're not, they're not the right goals. I've often done this. I've set kind of like nice to do goals. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to take up this hobby? I was huge for that. I jumped around all the time. And I'm still very, very prone to it. I get, you know, I did a triathlon during the summer just because I thought it'd be cool. that kind of thing. And that's okay. Sometimes it's okay to pursue passions, and it's okay to be impulsive. But you need to find at the bedrock of yourself, what are the all-consuming goals. So I hope you found that good. That's kind of a broad outline. I didn't go into the micro detail. If you are interested in like the micro detail of planning, the system we do with the quarterly, yearly, three-yearly, five-yearly, 10-yearly planning process, we do it over a half day. If you are interested in that, I will do a full episode on that. I might even get James to sit down with me. We might do it together. So if you are interested in that, getting the micro, the nitty gritty, let me know. I actually was thinking, if there's enough demand, I was thinking of doing a half day session where we book out a hotel for like 20 people and do that in the new year. If that is of interest to people, let me know and we'll make that happen. Again, think of it, aggressive patience as you're going into 2023, as you're sitting down over the next 2-3 weeks before January. Think when you're setting your goals, what can I do on this right now? What can I do on this today? What can I do on this by the end of Friday? Always have aggressive patience and start the ball rolling. Well begun is half done. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a fantastic week.